Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gets it again, and Allen takes it into the end zone. Oh, man. 8 plays, 6 runs, of which he accounts for 3 of them. 9-yard touchdown for the quarterback.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Yeah, that was a pretty common occurrence last year. Josh Allen absolutely dominating for the Buffalo Bills, en route to a lead with 13 seconds to go in the divisional round of the postseason against the Chiefs, and they couldn't hold it. And Kansas City advances to the championship game, yada, yada, yada. The Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl. But two of those teams that we just discussed, the Bills and the Rams, will meet in week number one. And this is pretty much as fun as it gets. We were on the air live on Thursday as a lot of the games were starting to trickle out for week number one and spreads were being put on the board. That was an electric final hour of the show on Thursday with all of the stuff breaking and us reacting in the moment. We have now had a couple days each to kind of digest it, think about it. I did hashtag Nick's numbers, so I have numbers for all these games very early in the process, subject to change over the course of the next 4 months. An initial stab at this. Ken will be back on the show on Wednesday. Ken and I will talk a lot about this on Wednesday. Going to be an absolute blast. So let's begin here, Will, with our NFL Week 1 discussion. Thursday Night Football to open up the season, where the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams host the Buffalo Bills. The Rams opened as a small favorite. The Bills are currently a 1-point favorite at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. So Buffalo -1 on the road at the Rams. Total sitting at 52 Thursday night, September 8th. Your thoughts here? Like, what would you make the line? How would you bet it? Side and total, Bills and Rams.
I mean, I lean towards the Rams. I think the Bills are the better overall team. I mean, they're the Super Bowl favorite. I mean, it's no surprise. Even in a conference with the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs ship out Tyreek Hill. Buffalo is now the favorite. I think Buffalo is a very viable team to win the Super Bowl, but as my colleague at CBS, RJ White, has pointed out, and as I have echoed repeatedly over and over again, I think we talked about this last week, like, the Bills are changing offensive coordinators. That matters. Like, the Bills are going to be fine over the long haul, but it's not unreasonable to assume that Ken Dorsey, who is calling plays, I mean, for the first time ever in his career, because he came out, when he finished playing football, he took over, I think he was a scout for the Panthers. And then, he was a scout for the Panthers for 2 years. 2013 became their quarterbacks coach. Was there until 2017. And then he left and joined Sean McDermott eventually in Buffalo. He's been the quarterbacks coach for 3 years now. And it's just never called plays. Like, there's just going to be an adjustment for both Josh Allen and Ken Dorsey. I think they'll probably be able to get on the same page and be fine. He learned under Brian Daboll. I wouldn't expect he's bad, but like, that's sort of a change that doesn't get talked about enough over the course of an offseason. Maybe he's a great play caller, maybe it doesn't matter, but I at least have a little hesitation out of the gates, especially when we're talking about a Rams team where Sean McVay, when he has time to prep, typically dominates, and it's not like this team is bad. This is a really good football team. I like the Rams in the spot.
I think I like the Rams also. Did you make numbers here, or are you just shooting from the hip, which is fine also?
I mean, I don't do. Yeah, I just shoot from the hip.
Okay, fair enough. I make the Rams a small favorite in the game. I actually think I would bet the Rams, and it worries me a little bit that Whale like really likes the Bills. I don't know. Like,
yes. I didn't want to hit when we asked him, like, what's your favorite bet for week one? I was hoping he would, like, I didn't want him to be like the Bills.
How much of a difference do you think Von Miller makes in this game, actually moving from the Rams to Buffalo, where he'll be rushing the passer this year for the Bills?
I think he matters. I think the departure of Andrew Whitworth matters a lot too. Like, that's going to be a change for the Rams offensive line as well.
So we generally do like pen, pencil, blood, or blank. I would say this is blank for me right now on this game. And yeah. An initial thought would be maybe the Rams should be a small favorite, but willing to be kind of like, how about this? Let me ask you this question. Whatever number you have in your head, like you would rate the Bills at whatever it is. How much better or worse, like point spread wise, do you think they are in week one than they were to close last season? Like the additions that they've made, the subtractions, the players that they've lost, like are they a half point better, a point worse, 2 points better? Like what would you say the Bills are? Like better or worse than last year? And then I would ask the same thing about the Rams.
Probably pretty neutral on them. I would say that by the end of the year, I expect them to be better than they were to close last year. But, you know, I mean, they had Kyrie Elam in the draft. Von Miller in free agency is a big addition. Like, everyone thought he was going back to the Rams. You know, that defense, if Gregory Rousseau and Ed Oliver and who's the other guy? The other Boogie Basham can, you know, like take steps forward in their progression of their careers as defensive line guys, and Rousseau and Boogie, obviously the first and second round picks from last year. You know, if they step up as secondary pass rushers with Vaughn on the other side, able to be the sort of the alpha guy there, I mean, this defense could have some real teeth. Now, the other thing is Tre'Davious White, I don't believe he's expected to be ready to start the season. He certainly could be, but if he's not in there, Matthew Stafford can definitely challenge this team down the field. And I would expect the Rams offensive line to be good.
Do you like Allen Robinson, like for the Rams?
I love Allen Robinson. This is literally the best quarterback Allen Robinson has ever played with.
By orders of magnitude.
Allen Robinson got Christian Hackenberg at Penn State. Then got previously it was Blake Bortles was the best quarterback he'd ever played for. And there's like Mitchell Trubisky, and he had Andy Dalton. Like this guy, when this guy starts catching passes from Matthew Stafford,
he escaped from Shawshank, basically.
Yes. So I think the Bills ultimately will be a better team overall, but I think out of the gate, maybe a little bit worse than the end of last year.
Yep. So we'll both call this blank for right now. Like maybe like,
I just don't see a reason to bet this.
Well, I just want to stop and just say this. Like, this is like more of a fun exercise than like people go bet there 4 months until the game start. Just like more meant to be like a fun exercise. Like, the limits are really low. You can put a couple bucks down if you want on this stuff. Just that like right now, like not incredibly excited at the moment, like need to acquire more information before I think about doing something.
No. But I'm saying like, it's like, this line isn't going to go to like, unless somebody gets hurt. It's not, you know, now look, if Matthew Stafford suffers a thumb injury and OTAs or training camp, maybe not OTAs, but like that's when you jump and bet the Bills. I just think this line's not going to move past like one on either side or two on either side. I wouldn't think.
Yeah. If you had to pick the winner right now, you'd take the Rams.
Yeah, I would take the Rams.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey Podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Okay. I think I would too at this moment right now, but obviously both of us, and I'll speak for you here, reserve the right to change our minds if need be.
Yes, blank. Yes, a blank. Okay.
All right. Yes. All right. You bet with Nick and Will. Ken back on Wednesday going over NFL week one. Niners and Bears coming up on Sunday as we move to the Sunday slate here, where Bet Rivers has the Niners 6.5-point favorites in Chicago, total in the game sitting at 42. Kind of like that over a little bit on first glance. I feel like maybe like 27-17 could be the final in this game in favor of the San Francisco 49ers. Like, what do you think you would do if you had to do something right now with the Niners laying 6.5 at the Bears?
Oh, I'm taking the Niners. I think the Bears are like one of the worst five teams in football. But you, if the Bears are going to be good, you have to expect a massive leap forward from Justin Fields, and they didn't do anything to assist him in improving his game. So, what did the Bears do this offseason?
As Will watches Newcastle Sky one over the crossbar, as we sweat this live over right now at Newcastle Arsenal.
You can tell that my TV is just over the edge of my monitor. I'm like, but seriously, the biggest move, here are the three biggest moves the Bears made to assist Justin Fields' development as a franchise quarterback.
And this is personnel-wise, not like hiring Luke Getsy as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah, Luke Getsy. Exactly. All right, you can rank them from 1 to 3 for me, Nick.
All right.
Equanimeous St. Brown signed in free agency.
Okay, old
Byron ESPN. Pringle signed in free agency.
Okay.
Drafting someone named Velus Jones Jr.
Apparently, some people really like him. And like, I do a bunch of dynasty leagues with a bunch of sharp people. And like, apparently, people like, doesn't mean he's going to be good, but people like him a little bit.
No, I'm kidding. I think look, he's a third round pick, maybe, you know, sneaky upside, but like, he's not going to step in and unlikely to step in and just be, you know, an elite rookie wide receiver. I mean, their number one is Darnell Mooney, and their number two is St. Brown or Byron Pringle or Tajay Sharp. Stop trying to make Tajay Sharp happen, people.
Yeah, people. Yeah, hashtag Tajay. Stop trying to make it happen. I think Byron Pringle is Jerry Rice compared to these other guys. Like Pringle's, yeah, 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 Pringle's, yeah, yeah, so much better than Equanimeous St. Brown. It's not even close. But yeah, I think 6.5 is kind of like a fine number. I don't know.
I think it closes over.
I would do anything with it right now.
I would pencil and consider pinning in San Francisco. I think this number closes like 8 or 9.
Well, there's a question to be... Oh, here's the question. If Jimmy Garoppolo is the quarterback for the Niners, what's the number? If Trey Lance is the quarterback for the Niners, what's the number?
I don't think it changes.
Do you think they're you wouldn't rate Garoppolo like a little higher than Lance based on what we saw from Lance last year?
Like, dude, this team traded Khalil Mack and let go of Akeem Hicks. They are going to give up a billion rushing yards.
I understand. They're also like almost a touchdown underdog at home. So it's like, yes, I agree.
Their starting left tackle right now on the depth chart is Larry Borum.
What about Tevin Jenkins? Like the second round.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you were to move Tevin Jenkins over to the starting left tackle, so like Tevin Jenkins might stink. If you move Tevin Jenkins over to the left side, then your starting right tackle is someone named Lachavius Simmons. I love pretending like I just don't know these NFL guys. I do know. I
don't know who Lachavius is. I know who Larry Borum is. I don't know who Simmons is.
Yeah. No, but it's always funny when you like I'm trying to express just how bad a situation it is by saying like it's like some when you say someone named, that's when you it's like that person might be starting. It's a problem. They drafted Braxton Jones in the fifth round. Like I just think this is a really bad football team.
I agree.
And the offensive line and the defense used to be good. But now you've lost the key pieces on the interior defensive line or on the the edge, and like Robert Quinn is extremely elderly. I love Robert Quinn, but he's an old guy at this point. So I'm just not sure how they get after either quarterback or how they stop the run, and I'm not sure how they stop the 49ers pass rush and Nick Bosa. So I think this turns into a bloodbath, and it closes 8, and it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
You might be right about that. I guess, like, the only thing that gives me a little pause right now, what if
Trey Lance isn't good?
Well, that also. What if Matt Eberflus is great? What if Justin Fields is great? And what if, like, an offseason, like, away from, like, the Nagy regime and Ryan Pace and those morons, like, does him well? Like, I'm with you here where I think I would only consider betting the Niners. I like the over a little bit in the game as well. Over total sitting at 42.
I mean, how many points are the Bears scoring?
I think they could score 17.
Okay. I mean,
something to keep in mind, and like maybe you disagree with this. Wasn't it weird, like that Matt Nagy refused to cater the offense to Justin Fields and like Fields?
It was outrageous.
Outrageous. They're not doing that. Like Getsy and like Eberflus are not doing that. Like they're in on Fields at least for this year. It's going to be a field style offense. You would think they take advantage of his mobility. Like they get down in games and like teams are playing the prevent. Like Fields is going to carve them up. He's going to run for 100 yards in the game.
Yeah, Fields is going to be good for fantasy this year for sure. I just don't think there's a whole lot. They scored more than 30 points one time last year. They scored more than 25 three times.
I need them to score 17 to get this total home, I feel like, because I think the Niners could score 27.
That could work. I mean, if the Niners get a big lead, they're going to run the living crap out of the ball.
Do they have Debo? Like, are we assuming they have Debo?
Yeah. I'm not going to blood Niners. I'm going to, is Penn an option? Penn's?
Yeah. Blood. Penn's an option, of course. Yeah.
Penn, pencil, it's a lot of things you have to carry around for this segment. Like, you got to have a, something to extract blood out of your arm with a, right. Or you got like a quill with like a little pot, little inkwell full of blood. And then you got to have an actual pen and you got to have a pencil and a pencil sharpener. And then I guess blank enough to carry anything, but a lot of things.
Very Game of Thrones. I dig it. Trey Sermon's going to be the Niners starting running back this year.
Oh God.
Stop. I'm holding him in every dynasty league.
I'm buying. I refuse to take this L.
What about like speaking of Game of Thrones, by the way, they drafted a running back literally named Tyrion. Tyrion, what, Price Prince Davis or something?
Oh yeah, they did do that. Let's see. What was his in the third round, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's Tyrion either Tyrion Prince or Price Davis, I think is the guy's name.
Tyrion Davis Price.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Dragoons. Okay, that's the Niners and Bears. Don't have a lot of time left in this segment. By the way, I know what we're going to do in the Power Hour because there's zero chance we get through every game before that.
There's no NBA tonight.
Yes, also there are no games except for baseball, and like one of my hard locks games got postponed.
We don't have NHL either, do we?
We got nothing.
Ah! My family's coming back. That's not good. When am I going to talk to them?
Well, it's a Better Call Saul night.
Oh, you're right. Lovely.
But you're not caught up, though, right?
I think I am caught up now. I blitzed through Ozark last night, too.
You think you're caught up or you are caught up?
I'm like 90% sure I'm caught up.
I don't think you are. Oh, come on, Newcastle. 2-1-1. Score. Oh, my God.
Losers.
Did you see that?
No. I think it must be way behind.
Yeah, literal 2-on-1, like passing it back and forth. And I don't even understand how they screwed this up.
I like that you just accused me. You're like, I don't think you're caught up.
Well, because I feel like you would know.
I could be. I might not be caught up then.
It's really
I'm trying to figure out if I'm caught up right now by looking on YouTube TV.
Yeah. Okay. We'll hold.
No, I'm caught up. I'm caught up.
All right. Well, then, yeah, we got a hell of an episode coming up tonight. Can't wait.
Yes.
For it. Okay. Coming up next: Saints, Falcons, Dolphins, Patriots, Ravens, Jets. I would also tease the Commanders and the Jaguars, but I doubt we're getting through more than three games in one segment. More NFL Week 1 on the other side with Nick Costos and Will Brinson on You Better You Bet.